If you wish to address the board during the public commentary, please make sure to fill out a public commentary form located on the table back by that door. Once it has been filled out, please return it to the board secretary, which would be Jamie. Okay, Mr. Shaw, are there any additions or deletions to tonight's agenda?
Yes, we'll be deleting new business F, Monroe High School literature purchase, and new business H, superintendent goals.
Can I get support?
Support.
Can we have roll call, please, Jamie?
Yes. Mr. Heck?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachanova?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes, and the motion passes. That takes us to superintendent comments. Mr. Shaw.
Wonderful. Well, look at that, Rod. It is 7:01. I thought it would be 7:03, and we got it done. So a couple of months ago, the Board of Education, you saw Rod come in, and I know I got to call you Hot Rod, so I'll work there. So Hot Rod rolled in, and that was a play on words, by the way.
Got it.
You get it? Good. And so and came to us talking about the benches and what they have on it. And so tonight I'm thrilled to have Hot Rod and his crew here with us. And so Hot Rod, you want to get up and go ahead and share and present the bench. And the beautiful thing is it's not just one, two, but we'll have three of them.
We travel as one. That's how we roll. You guys ready? My name is Hot Rod Beaton. And with me are some of our members of Hot Rod's Motorcycle Awareness and Suicide Prevention Foundation. Good evening, Superintendent Andrew Shaw and Board of Directors. We are delighted to be part of your suicide prevention and mental health efforts to save lives and protect your students in any way possible. Our benches are made of high quality, reusable plastic and are produced in the USA by OCC Outdoors in Indianapolis, Indiana. Tonight, we present one bench, but our board of directors have agreed to provide two more benches for your large school district. Mental health is not a fad. It's very real. And as a group, we know that any and every way you can help a student with resources, such as flyers, posters, or benches, it gives them a message that someone really does care and they are not alone. The toll-free number to call is 988 for the Suicide Crisis Lifeline. We know this message, and the number works because of stories shared with us where individuals that were contemplating suicide reached out and got the help they needed. In our busy schedules, it's very hard to find the time to listen to everything that is going on around us. But by presenting our message, our benches to your students, you make us proud that you are trying to save lives and we can be a part of your efforts. So far, we have donated benches to Milan, Dundee, Monroe County Community College, and we will continue working on adding schools to this list. God bless all of you here today and keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you.
We could do a little presentation. If we could get a picture with some of you up here, yep. That would be wonderful.
That would be great. That's very impressive bench, too, by yep. the way. I
very
really
nice.
Admire that.
So thank you.
Board members, you come around and...
I ruin every picture.
Am I able to move the podium for a couple of minutes?
Yeah, you move that podium.
Need some help, Wendy?
No, I didn't know okay. if it was wireless if I was going to be disconnected. Come on, people. Come on over.
They all heard that go to exactly, right?
Okay, that's
got three teams in school right now, and they go to my
Much appreciation, so.
Where is this going to be located at, do you know?
We're gonna have three of them, so where's?
I would hope football field would be one, because that's where.
Asking.
Right, the entrance, the main entrance?
He will tell us exactly where this is.
Just say, I don't think, they put them out at the college already.
Do they? Andy, where will this first one be located?
This one's going to Orchard, and then one will go to the middle school, and one's going to the high school.
Okay.
So James, you got a truck with you tonight?
Is that why you're here?
We'll work on the delivery. All right.
I got my truck here.
So, we have also Orchard High School with us tonight for our school presentation. So James, you wanna bring your crew on up?
Staff members, juniors.
I'm trying to open DM right now.
Hold up, I'll start us off, then we'll get going here. So, well, I thank the board and the executives for having us out tonight, we appreciate it. We brought students and some staff to present kinda what we're doing, so I'm gonna kinda explain just a little bit, and I'm gonna get out of their way. One of our themes this year, our goals, is to build community and culture in our building. So as a staff, we've been researching and working on it. One of the things we thought was important, though, is to give students voice. Orchard hasn't had a student council for quite a while, since before I was there, and I'm really not sure how long before that. I know they've had a student council, but post-COVID and things kinda get changed around a little bit, so we try to get back to making sure the students have a voice. So one of our staff members, Chris Cunder, couldn't be here tonight, but the other staff member that's helping advise the group, we've kinda created a Civics 2 class of it, so where the kids can come together regularly. Is Diana Hubbard, so she's one of the staff members that's been helping out. I'm gonna let her take the lead here because she's been working on the presentation and with the kids, but we really appreciate you guys, thank you.
Good evening, everybody. So this group of kids right here, I'm so very proud of. We started with nothing and we built a community within our school. This student council brought everybody together, and we truly are like a family, and I am so impressed with how well these kids work together and with us staff members. And I'm gonna have Sadie Logwood, our president, kick us off with our slideshow tonight.
I am Sadie Logwood, president of student council at Orchard Center High School. With me are my fellow student council members, Vice President Nathan Gutz, Secretary Prince Bailey, Treasurer Meg Kai Tamalak. Residents with me is Diary Jones.
I'm Nathan Gooch, the vice president of our student council, and our mission as student council is to create a sense of unity, encourage school pride, to give the student body a voice, and to make the school fun.
I'm Prince Bailey. I'm the secretary here at Orchard Center High School. We have many current programs and initiatives going on at Orchard, like such as we have field trips to the college so we can promote like kids wanting to further their education after high school, dual enrollment for students. We have student advocates from the college who come and like talk to us, like I said, to encourage us to further our education post-high school. And we also have Dr. Cordy from the college. He comes to visit and does kind of the same thing that the students do, but like on another level with the staff as well. So.
All right, my name is Malachi Tomalak, class treasurer. Our future plans include starting a student council, which we haven't had since 2019. And we want to create a lasting legacy of leadership at Orchard so that other students can follow in our footsteps. We are starting Foodie Fridays. We will learn cooking skills and fundraising skills. We are starting a yearbook committee, which our students also haven't had since 2019. We also are planning local field trips and possibly an overnight field trip. I'm excited to work with you, and I want to thank you for supporting Orchard Center High School.
Wow. Thank you.
We're in the early phases, but I'm looking forward to seeing what these guys are doing. They work hard every day. Each day they come up with new ideas and new plans. couple of staff members we have here is Allison over here and Pam right here. You guys will be welcome Pam later on tonight. I won't be around for it because we need to get the kids home. But she's been a great addition to our group, and we're really looking forward to working with her.
Thank you. I would like to tell you one, if I could, I wanted just to tell you one thing, compliment you all. We were talking about goals earlier and what do goals look like, and I just want to commend you all on the goals that you've made. They look like they can have a great impact on your school, and they're measurable. So congratulations on that.
Thank you all for coming tonight. I truly appreciate that and your wonderful presentation. So I'm going to step off.
Okay. All right. Next is public commentary, board agenda items only. Darla, do we have anything?
No.
Okay. Let's see. That brings us to board discussion and action items acceptance of our reports. We have our contract services, resignation reports. Is there any discussion? Okay, hearing none, we'll move forward. Next, we have the consent agenda items. Are there any items that board members would like to be have moved off the consent agenda item and moved over to new business? Nope. All right. Hearing none, could I get a motion?
And based upon that, I would move that agenda items B. Considered as consent agenda items, and that consent agenda items be approved as recommended.
Is there support?
Support.
Jamie, could we have roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes. We have no Ms. Flynn tonight?
No, she is not here.
But we have some.
But
we
is
have,
there anybody here?
We do have.
Yes. Do we have any of our new hires here?
Any new hires?
One.
We have two. We have, okay. Come on up, tell us what position I believe
who
that you're
are.
Going to be in, who you are, and we'd like to shake your hands. And
come on down.
You want to pass them out?
Podium.
Yep, we'll very good.
Yeah, start.
Right behind
podium.
You.
Tell us who you are, where you'll be starting.
Hi, I'm Carly Tower. I was just hired as the choral director at Monroe High School. I actually started yesterday. I'm hired as a long-term SUG because I have not graduated yet. I graduate on the 16th of December from Central Michigan University, and so on the 18th will be my first official day as a graduated teacher with a degree and all of that. So
good,
awesome.
Fire up
chips.
Fire up
chips.
Waiting to get that.
Watch your step.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome.
It is. Welcome.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And then watch your step down.
Congratulations. Thank you.
I think we gotta put lights on it too.
Hi, I'm Pam Vincent. I'm teaching STEAM at Orchard Center High School. I've got 22 years of teaching experience, and I was very happy to come back to alternative education. And I've landed so softly in such a wonderful family at Orchard Center. I can't say enough good about everybody I've met there. The students are wonderful, big personalities, lots of love, lots of life, lots of brilliance in them. And we're working in alternative ways. Today we made model watersheds. And the class is going to evolve into a water and wildlife kind of class. And the students are enthusiastic about it. And they have all kinds of ideas about how to test the water and what kind of wildlife we might see. And I'm looking forward to a really good experience there. Great. Thank you, everybody, for having me.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, awesome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Happy
to be here.
Thank
you so much.
Hello. My name is Gracie Sutton, and I am Waterloo's academic tutor. I have been working there for about a year, but I just switched over to this new position. I think it's pretty, it's going to work out.
Awesome.
I like it.
Great. Thanks, Gracie. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Welcome aboard.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congrats. We know this is Lou.
Glad you're here. Welcome.
Congratulations.
All right, is that everybody?
Yeah. We do have one long-term retirement.
We do?
Yeah. We do.
Here we do.
Oh. Here? Oh.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, we do.
We don't.
Are they coming up?
Carol.
Yes. Okay.
Carol Matthews.
I hope so.
But she is in the crowd?
Yep.
Yes.
Well, tell her to come on up, right?
You haven't approved her retirement.
Oh, we haven't done that
we
yet.
We should approve her retirement. Or
maybe. Oh, that wasn't part of consent agenda?
Was it in the consent?
I think it's in the consent
agenda. It wasn't?
It was in the consent agenda, I think, as far as I know.
No.
Sorry.
Was it? Didn't come through, but we're still going to take this moment. It's not right in there, but we're still going to take this moment because Carol has had a stellar career at Monroe Public Schools, and well, we'd love to hear from her. And I think, Carol, if you would step up, we'd like to get some words from you because, or if you have someone who wants to speak on your behalf. Oh, somebody raise their hand. Let's do it.
I think we have a volunteer.
Speech. Oh, sorry.
So I have 32 years with the state. I have, I think, 36 with Monroe. Part of those years I was part-time. Actually, when my son was born and my daughter, when she started kindergarten, I wanted to be a room mom and help out in her school, so I went part-time. So some of those years I've spent about half at Riverside and half at Raisinville, and I'm moving on. So my last day is December 22nd.
Yep. And so don't move on too far because I know that in the spring, I believe it's right towards the end of May, we have a big ceremony to honor all of our retirees. Mm-hmm. And so we will be reaching out to you and say, please come.
Okay.
So congratulations on a job well done. And all those years, that's anything over 30, that's a that's a long career. So thank you for all your service to Monroe Public Schools.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Yes. All right, next on our agenda will be new business. But before I turn it over to Mr. Shaw, I want to provide some background and context to our agenda items. All items on our agendas have either been discussed in depth at a prior workshop and or have been addressed in our weekly board briefs. So although it might seem like we move quickly through these items, we want our public to know that we have thoroughly done our due diligence and reviewed prior to tonight's meeting. Also, a reminder, all of our workshops are open to the public. So now I will turn it over to you, Mr. Shaw.
So on our, oh, sorry.
That's
wrong tube. So for first item is that first reading of board policies. So we have four policies, 7540.03, student technology acceptable use and safety, 7540.04, staff technology use, acceptable use and safety, 8305, information security, and 8315, information management. These are our first reading, and so with the first reading, the Board of Education doesn't take an action, and a formal action will happen at the next meeting. This provides time for community members or others to talk to the board on these policies. And so for our Board of Education, are there any questions on those four policies? Okay. So our next item is...
Right, would be second reading and adoption of board policy. I believe that is still you, Mr. Shaw.
Yes, it is. So on the second reading right here in adoption, these policies will go into effect after the board would take action on them tonight. And so we're recommending to the board to move forward as a second reading with policy 1540, administrative staff reductions, recalls, 1615, use of tobacco on by administrators, 7370.01, online blended learning program, 3215, use of tobacco by professional staff, 4215, use of tobacco by support staff, 5512, use of tobacco by students, 6460, vendor relations, 7217, weapons, 7434, use of tobacco on school premises, 8300, continuity of organization operations plan, $85.31 free and reduced priced meals, $91.50 school visitors, $91.60 public attendance at school events, and $9,700.01 advertising and commercial activities.
Can we get a motion?
I move to approve the listed policy updates per section 3-B.
Support?
Support.
Any discussion?
Isn't it for both of the first readings and second readings? It's not just for B, right? It would be for 3A and 3B with the motion?
No.
Just 3B.
Yep.
Okay.
Just the second reading.
Did I fall asleep in the first one?
3A.
Oh, we don't know.
It's all right. Okay,
I'm awake
can we have
now.
Roll call, please, Jamie?
Yes, Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes. And the motion passes. That brings us to the 2024 summer work, Monroe High School mechanical upgrade and related work on hard tile. Mr. Shaw.
So at our last board meeting, the Board of Education was presented bid pack 5, and in there we didn't have a quote for the hard tile, and we let you know that that was out for bid and would be brought in front of you. So it is a recommendation tonight that the Board of Education approve for Continental Contracting Company a quote of $192,900 for bid category 09C hard tile, $9,645 for general conditions, which is 5% for Clark, $19,290 for construction contingencies. The total bid package for bid pack five number B for approval is not to exceed $221,835 and will be funded from the 2020 Bond Capital Projects Fund.
Can we get a motion?
I'll move to approve the work, tile work, I should say, for Monroe High School mechanical upgrades and related work for the 2024 year summer work, I should say.
Support?
I'll support.
Any discussion? Can we have a roll call, please, Jamie?
Yes, Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes. I believe that brings us to the stadium accessibility improvement and related work at Monroe High School. Mr. Payne.
I apologize. I don't have that in front of me. We're having a little bit of technical.
I'll take care of it for you.
Okay.
Let him take care of the technical.
Unless you restart the Zoom.
Yeah, so you want to run with that one?
I can. Tonight we're asking the board to move to accept the bid of $118,931 from J.G. Morris Jr. of Groseal, Michigan, for the stadium accessibility improvements and related work at Monroe High School, and reject all other bids. The Building and Site Sinking Fund will provide funding for this project.
Is there a motion?
I move that we accept the bid of $118,931 from J.G. Morris for the stadium accessibility improvement and related work.
Support?
Support.
Any discussion?
Just one question, Dave. Grattan's work was the same as this company's, Morris?
The bidding was, yeah.
He didn't. Wasn't including anything different.
Kohler requested the write-ups for that spec, so.
Right.
This
what
is
a difference.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
This is only for the home side, correct, at this point?
Okay.
Okay.
No, that's fine.
So.
That was
Go ahead, Darla.
Yeah, just following up, just trying to come. When we put the package together, it was considerably more than this. So what is included in this? Like when I try, I'm not a construction person. So when I looked at what is being completed for $118,000, I was confused. It didn't appear to me that it was a stadium that was the accessibility being done, is
it's
it?
It's the reconstruction of the stadium.
Yeah.
It's not the whole new stadium. It's just the front part where they're gonna put footers, then that add-on, then access from the back, and then a path around. So it's not a complete replacement of all of the stadium.
No, I'm aware of that. What I'm talking about is the package that got put forward that we reviewed. Is this, because that was like a lot more than this.
Yes.
I think
yes.
this is, I'm sorry, yes. Mr. Van Wachenova. I believe this is just a piece.
So it's just one, so this is not going to complete, like, the okay.
No, this
like
is
we
like
had,
a phase one project.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So there was already the bleacher actual replacements that was approved by the board, and then this
right.
is some of the work that it takes to install those.
Yeah, because I kept seeing the yep. concession stand and all that. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, is that coming no. first? Is that?
It's kind of okay. weird how we did it. This
yeah.
actually works needs to be done first.
Yeah.
Before the bleachers.
Okay, because in my mind it goes the other way, but I'm not construction. That's why
I
don't
I
do
think
that.
We had to
bid it backwards actually for
okay.
where the work's going to flow, but
okay.
I think we had to order the bleacher materials yeah. because there's such a
lead
time.
Okay.
And then Kohler was able to put out the bid for the actual work to be able to install what we've already approved and ordered.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
We have a roll call, please, Jamie.
Yes, Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes. And the motion passes. That brings us to coaching resolutions. Mr. Shaw.
I'll take care of it. Mrs. Flynn does apologize for not being here tonight. She wishes she could, but her family needed her. The coaching resolution. Sorry. I don't have an ailment. It's the water. Wrong tube gets me. We recommend a move to approve the above-named coaches for the 23-24 school year as per the MCEA master agreement. And that was Eric Rausch, basketball, and Jermaine Drulier, head coach, swim, 7th and 8th grade co-ed.
Can we get a motion?
I'll move to approve the two coaches.
As support?
Recommended.
I'll support.
Any discussion? Hearing none, could we have roll call, please, Jamie?
Yes, Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes. That brings us to the Monroe High School band purchase. Mr. Malinopsi.
Thank you, sir. Mr. President, we ask that the board move to approve the purchase of 4 timpani drums and 1 bass drum from Steve Weiss Music at a cost not to exceed $18,522. This purchase will be funded by the high school music budget.
Is there a motion?
Yes, there is. I suggest we move to approve the purchase of 4 timpani drums and 1 bass drum from Steve Weiss Music, not to exceed $18,522. That will be funded by the high school music budget.
Is there support?
I support that.
Any discussion?
We need that.
We need that.
We do. That stuff was when Custer was there. Could we have roll call, please, Jamie?
Yes, Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes. Let's see. As we have no old business this evening, I will turn it over to Mr. Shaw for superintendent comments.
So I just have a couple of items for you. As a reminder, late start tomorrow for teacher professional development. Hall of Fame, for those that are able to attend, is next. The 14th class is next Friday night at Monroe High School. And that's at the halftime of the boys' varsity basketball game. And then also in our updates out there, you'll continually see all of the things that are happening with all the holiday events, and that list is big. So you want to be busy every night and maybe twice in an evening, just line up and go. So that's all I have for tonight.
Okay. Darla, do we have any public commentary on any topic?
Yes, we do. I have one slip, and I have two names on the slip. So did you want to each take 3 minutes, or did you want to do it together?
We're just going to do it together.
Okay. You can come on up to the podium. So I just kind of want to give you some housekeeping things here. So it's 3 minutes. And I have little signs, so I can help kind of keep you on track on that. You can start whenever you're ready.
My name is Diana Van Slambrook. I'm just here because I raised my granddaughter, and she rides bus 34. The bus stop where it was, they moved it for some reason, and all the little kids that ride that bus live off of Elkton Road. And as we're asking for it to be moved up, and they won't do that. Where it was before last year. They, some reason, are having it between these two houses. They're older kids there, but they will not just move it up just a little bit so it's fair for all the families. Mind you, there's only two there, and there's four down Elton. Families, that is. And one's not even riding the bus anymore because she had surgery and couldn't walk the distance. Not only that, my young child that rides that bus, where they have it, she's got to go around the corner where there's a wooded area, and a couple of times they dropped her off without me being there and let her walk home by herself. So that's a big problem when you have little kids, and the bus stop is where there's 10-year-olds, and all ours are 7 and under. And I don't know why they just won't move it up just a little bit where the bus stop was. Okay. That's our big issue.
And then my name's Deanna Paulin. I have a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old. We can see each other's houses from our houses. Historically, the bus stop has been where we could still see it from our houses. Monday, my daughter had a fever. She's 5. My choices, had my husband not happen to be home that day, were to leave my 5-year-old home alone where I couldn't see my house to walk my son to the bus stop, or to walk my leave my 7-year-old to walk himself where I couldn't see him from our home. So I understand that there's a bus driver shortage. That's what they tell us every time we call, that there's a bus driver shortage. Moving the bus stop 150 feet makes no difference to the bus driver shortage, but it does make a difference to our small children.
Not only that, they only have 3 stops for the really young kids, but they have 7 for the older high school kids in our neighborhood. So it doesn't make any sense. And one of the stops they have, because I followed the bus because I wanted to know, is right where the stop is for the little kids, and then where our old stop is, they stop again for the older kids. So why can't, even if they're not willing to move it, why can't they just add that additional stop that they do for the high school?
And when I've asked why it is that it's at that spot, they can't give us an answer. It's not a central location. It's the very edge of the kids who ride that stop. It's at the very edge of where all those kids live, as opposed to in the middle. In the middle of it would make substantially more sense. And the 10-year-olds could still wait in their warm houses and run out just like they do now.
Right. I'd like to thank you both for coming. We take your information, and then they'll kind of go digging for you, and they'll get back to you. Andy will respond to you, and get back to you. Is there a contact you would prefer? I'm trying to see whose phone number.
It's my phone number and my email.
And so just contact you through this information that you
have. Yeah, that's fine.
That work? Perfect. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming
in. That'll be all.
That's it? Mm-hmm. Harriet, is there any board commentary tonight?
Yes. So I would like to start by saying I attended the annual leadership conference up in Lansing earlier in November, and it was phenomenal. I highly recommend, if any of you want to go to next year's conference, I recommend it. I have all of the coursework that I completed when I was there. If you want to peruse and just get an idea of like the topics that were covered, I also have like the general overview of all of the conference offerings that were there as well. MASB, the Michigan Association of School Boards, ran the event, and they had fantastic keynote speakers. And then, as you know, the delegate assembly happens at the leadership conference, so I highly recommend it. MASB also has a Winter Institute coming up in February, which is all virtual. So if you wanted to sign up for things and attend it from the comfort of your home, you could do that as well. And then I would also like to say that of all of Monroe County, Monroe Public Schools, Bedford Schools, the ISD, Airport, and Jefferson were the school districts from our county that were there. And it was really exciting to see that Southeast Michigan, particularly Monroe County, is kind of taking a more active role in what's going on. And I had my very first meeting with the state level resolutions and bylaws committee, which was really cool. So I am excited to continue that work. And now that I'm sitting on that committee, we now have purview to things that are particular for Southeast Michigan, because on that state level committee, I'm the only person from anywhere remotely close to Southeast Michigan. And I feel like it's an important opportunity for us to not only talk about things that are unique to our region, but are also unique to our particular types of school districts. So thank you very much for supporting me and sending me, and I'm so grateful for that opportunity. And if you want to read through this dictionary of stuff that I brought home, you're welcome to. That's all.
Anyone else?
On that note, and you bring up a very good point of letting people know what's going on and what the board is members are being involved in, and there is a community coalition in Monroe, and they've been meeting for about a year. The Board of Education has a representative, me, on that board, on that coalition, and the meetings are open. It's providing how does the community work together and the resources that you can pull together. So everything that this board is doing, not only in the community and the state level and whatnot, I just think it's really good stuff.
I just want to thank the board for the arrangement and the I know some of you attended the funeral for my cousin Laura Ray Burchett, who was the longtime nurse here at Monroe Public Schools. Thank you.
Anyone else? All right, that brings us to our next regular Board of Education meeting. Will be held on Tuesday, January 9th, 2024. It will begin at 7 p.m. A board workshop session will be held prior to that, and that begins at 5:30. And that concludes our agenda for this evening. Can I get a motion for adjournment?
Is that the organizational meeting?
That's what
yes.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll move to adjourn at this point.
Support. Show of hands. The Monroe Public School Board of Education meeting of December 5th, 2023 is adjourned at 7:38.
Oh.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.